Ragotch the Giant, Chapter 1. The Fairies Ride the Horses. Once upon a beautiful summer night, the men were watching their horses in the meadow. And as they watched, they fell asleep. And as they slept, the fairies flew out of the clouds to have some sport with the horses, as is the fairies' way. Each fairy caught a horse, mounted it, and then gently whipped it with their soft golden hair, urging them round and round the dewy meadow. Among the fairies, there was one quite young and tiny called Curlylocks, who had come down to earth from the clouds for the first time that night. Curlylocks thought it lovely to ride through the night like a whirlwind, and it so happened that she had got hold of the most spirited horse of all, a black, small but fierce as fire. The black galloped round and round with the other horses, but he was the swiftest of all. Soon he was all in a lather of foam. But Curlylocks wanted to ride faster still. She bent down and pinched the black's right ear. Well, the horse started, reared, and then bolted straight ahead, leaving behind the rest of the horses, the meadow and all, as he flew away like the wind with Curlylocks into the wide, wide world. Well, Curlylocks thoroughly enjoyed her lightning ride. The black went like the wind, by field and by river, by meadow and mountain, over dale and hill. Good gracious, what a lot of things there are in the world, thought Curlylocks, full of delight as she looked at all the pretty sights. But what pleased her best was when they came through a country where there were mountains all covered with glorious forests, and at the foot of the mountains, two golden fields like two great gold kerchiefs, and in the midst of them, two white villages like two white doves, and a little further on, a great sheet of water. But the black would not stop, neither there nor anywhere, but rushed on and on as if he were possessed. So the black carried Curlylocks far and far away, till at last they came to a great plain, with a cold wind blowing over it. The black galloped into the plain. There was nothing there but yellow sand, neither trees nor grass. And the further they went into that great waste, the colder it grew. But how large that plain is, I cannot tell you, for the good reason that the man does not live who could cross it. And the black ran on with Curlylocks for 7 days and seven nights. The seventh day, just before sunrise, they reached the center of the plain. And in the center of the plain, they found the ruinous walls of the terribly great city of Frostin. And there it is always bitterly cold. As the black raced up to the ancient gates of Frostin, Curlylocks threw her magic veil on the wall and so caught hold of the wall. And the black galloped away from under her, and so continued his wild career up to his old age, to and fro between the huge walls of Frostin, till at last he found the northern gate, and galloped out again into the plain, God knows whether. But Curlylocks came down from the wall and began to walk about the city. And it was so cold, cold as cold could be. Her magic veil, without which she could not fly among the clouds, she wound about her shoulders, for she took great care of it. And so Curlylocks walked and walked about the city of Frostin. And all the time she felt as if she must come upon something very wonderful in this city, which was so marvelous and so great. However, nothing did she see, but only great crumbling walls. And nothing did she hear but now and again a stone cracking with the cold. Suddenly, just as Curly Locks had turned the corner of the biggest wall there, she saw, fast asleep at the foot of the wall, a huge man, bigger than the biggest oak in the biggest forest.